Hey everyone, this is Sasha.
And Claire.
And this is
Dare to Rise.
So Dare to Rise to us means that we're challenging ourselves mm-hmm. to grow and become better people, as well as challenging ourselves to get the help that we need to survive. I know that for me, depression has been a good friend of mine for a long time. It was a part of my life before I even knew what depression was. I know probably from the age of around 7, like somewhere in like the first or second grade, that's probably when like I really started to feel depressed. I always recognized it as a sadness. I was always sad, but I didn't really ever know what the cause was. And a lot of times the things that were happening to me in my life at the time, it was no one's fault but my own. I blamed myself. I internalized everything. And everything, like, it didn't matter. Like, if I was being bullied, mm-hmm. and when I didn't blame the bully.
Yeah.
I was like, I did something horrible to this person, and I deserve it. Or if I couldn't find something that I did wrong specifically to that person, it was karma in a way. I'd be like, God is punishing me because I'm not good enough. I'm a horrible person. Aww. And that's really kind of how I felt for a very long time. And I struggled with it all throughout middle school and even high school. And it wasn't until college that was the first time I actually sought out help from mm-hmm. a professional.
Yeah.
When I finally realized that maybe this is something that I should get help with. And
what
so,
was it that triggered that? Was there anything specific?
There is actually a situation that I didn't know how to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
A friend had confided in me that she was raped, and I didn't know how to handle it. And she specifically asked me to not tell my mother, and I did. And my mother did not react in a great way. She said that the person was making it up. And I just didn't know how to deal with it. Like, the one person that I thought I could go to and talk about it, even though my friend told me not to tell her, I felt that I needed to tell somebody. Mm. And that person was not willing to help.
Mm.
And therefore, I
kind of
I needed help because, like, I didn't know how to process it on my own. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to help my friend. And I was always kind of thinking from the moment I went to college about getting help. My brother had suggested it to me because we went to the same school. And he was like, you know, there is a therapist there. It's free. You should try it out. And I was always too afraid. But that was just, like, the nail in the coffin. I needed someone to talk to.
Right.
And
because you were dealing with your friend's crisis as well as your own personal identity crisis,
mm-hmm.
where somebody that you confided in blew up on you and said that you were making this up, or
yeah.
that person was making that up. So
yeah.
that on both sides, that hurts.
Yeah.
For sure. I can only imagine.
It was life-changing, honestly.
Mm.
With therapy, that was the first time that I actually felt happiness in a long time. Like, I felt happiness from time to time, but it was always clouded by the depression.
Mm-hmm.
Something good would happen, and then something bad would happen, and I would be like, of course, something bad always happens
mm-hmm.
when something good happens.
You were waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And it always did in my mind.
Yes.
And therefore, with therapy, I was able to really dive deep into a lot of the issues that I have. And honestly, just being able to talk to somebody about the things happening in my head, as scary as it was to tell somebody,
yeah.
it actually, like, it's like a weight lifted off of my chest that I wasn't dealing with this alone, that somebody was here to help. and it really made a big difference. So after college, I actually stopped seeing somebody because, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm feeling happy. I'm doing good. I don't need anybody. And then probably about like 7 or 8 years after college, I started to fall back into the same depression where everything was my fault. Nothing will ever go right in my life.
Same thinking patterns.
Same exact thinking patterns. Mm. And it even got so bad where I was thinking of suicide as a way out. Mm. And I was like, really, like, God does not want me to be here on this earth. No. And that's my only option. And the thing is that even though I was thinking about suicide, I knew that I didn't want to do that. I knew I did not want to do that to my family and my wife and friends, because I did have a friend who tried to commit suicide in high school, and that devastated me. And I knew I did not want to do that to anybody. And so that, just the thought of thinking about suicide for myself, really pushed me back to go into therapy. And that's where I started therapy again, and I've actually been seeing the therapist for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and how's that been?
It's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always ups and downs in life in general. Even with therapy, you're not going to get better in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
It takes time and a lot of effort on your part.
Continual.
Yeah.
Even if you think you don't need it, something happens and then, oh my God, I need help.
Yeah, I used to go every week, and I actually switched to going every other week now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good way to do it, because like at first, when you first are going, I think it's good to go every week so that you can have that opportunity to go and get the help that you need. And you need it every week. And then
to establish your history to the therapist wants to go back and wants to uncover and really find out what she has to work with in your history. And it takes weekly visits to establish yourself for the therapist to get to know you and really dive deep into your history and understand where your thoughts and your thinking stem from.
Yeah.
Because that came from your past, right?
Yeah. And there's always a lot to talk about, because first you have to tell them about how you're feeling and what you think led to these feelings and all of that. And once you start feeling better, I don't think it's like let me just stop.
Yeah.
I think that you kind of slowly have to phase yourself out of it so that you can kind of still have that check. Like once I feel that I don't need it every other week, I'm going to probably switch it to like once a month, just to make sure that if I do need it, I have that still there.
Yeah.
And even after I get to a point where I don't think I need therapy anymore, I'm still going to hold on to my therapist's phone number just in case something happens and I start sliding back. Because it's always good to have that person there that can help you just rethink or just even listen and help you process something like a death in the family or a crisis at work, or just you're super stressed out because you're so busy at work and at home and you're not able to find that time for yourself. And calling and making that appointment, that's allowing you to at least for 1 hour focus on yourself and focus on getting better.
Yeah, that's great. And you also had difficulty getting in to see a therapist too, correct? You want to go into what kind of kept you going and driving and pushing for one, right?
So it was really hard because I actually didn't even look for a therapist at first. I have hypothyroidism, so my first thought was maybe my medication is causing these suicidal thoughts, because medication can have many different effects on you, especially hormonal stuff like the thyroid.
Yep.
So what I did is I actually talked to my doctor about it. I actually broke down after my physical and was like, I'm really concerned. I'm having these suicidal thoughts. I just, I don't want to do it, but I don't have any plans, but it's really scaring me and I don't want to be this. And I know that I have a history of mental health, and I want to make sure that if it's my medication, maybe we need to make an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that it wasn't my medication, that that's not a side effect. But then she had a social worker come in and talk to me and help me form a plan for to get help. She gave me some phone numbers. Unfortunately, the phone numbers she gave me, nobody called me back, or except one person called me back a week later because they were on vacation, but they didn't have any openings.
Of course.
So the social worker did say that I could call her back and she would continue to help me find more people to talk to. However, at that point, I took the three phone numbers she gave me and the three no availability / callbacks as a sign that God did not want me to get help.
Yeah.
So for, I want to say, a good, like a good year, I did not seek out help again until I really felt like it was really just not something I could deal with. And then I just tried finding people online, and it was the same issue. No availability or no callback. And it was really challenging. And it was just, I felt like every time I got a rejection, it was God telling me again that I am not worth it, which was really challenging for me
to get over.
However,
yeah.
Silver lining, one of my coworkers is really into yoga, and she actually does yoga instructing, and she actually invited me to this open house for this place that she was going to teach at. And the place actually was like a holistic place. It didn't just do yoga. It did massages, Reiki, therapy. And that's what really, I was like, maybe I can go there and talk to somebody. It's an open house. They had everybody there. Maybe this is my chance to get help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to that open house and I talked to one of the therapists, of course, like broke down crying, talking to her about how I can't find any help and I need help. And she took down my information and she says, we will call you and we will make an appointment with you. And then I think a few days later, I got a call from my current therapist who made an appointment with me, and I actually started therapy at that point.
Yeah.
Which, funny story, the first day of therapy, I showed up in the office and I was in the waiting room, and because it was a little bit of an unorthodox place because it had a bunch of different
practices
things going
yeah.
on, and I sat down and I was waiting and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I almost walked out of the place. I started, like, I picked up my phone and I was like starting to call the therapist to say, sorry, I made a mistake. And I started walking out the door when she came out to get me. And then she was like, oh, Sasha. and then
wow.
I was like, I was so close to walking out the door.
If that's not divine intervention, I don't know what is.
Yeah. It was really like the right time, the right place for me. And even though I almost gave up, I want you guys to know, don't give up. You are very deserving of help, just as I was deserving of help. I just needed to work maybe a little bit harder than some other people might have to. But just call people, go to open houses, even just find somebody to talk to.
Also, if you're at that point where you're at your absolute low, it's important to know, yes, okay, you can't get in to see a therapist. Nobody's calling you back. You can always go to the emergency room. If it's really bad and you're really down in the dumps, worst case scenario, go to the ER and they will connect you to these resources. And also, that brings me to our purpose of starting this podcast. And I'll get into my story and my history after, but the purpose of this podcast is to be an example to others that need help, to keep looking, keep holding on, and to show you that you're not alone. You're not alone in this struggle. I've struggled with it. My co-host here, Sasha, you've struggled with it.
There are millions of people struggling with it.
And the thing is, we all think we're unique. We're not. We are all suffering. We are all in this together. We're a team. We're a family. We're a community. And we want to empower you and show you that you can get through this. That this, what you're going through, this darkness, is just temporary. Please believe me when I say that. Now, I've had a very difficult life. It's not been the easiest life. Started with my mother, single mother, four kids, raised us all on her own. My father walked out on her while she was pregnant with me. So my story began even before I was born. So there was that struggle. And then my mom wasn't around. She, you know, had to raise four kids on her own. So I didn't have a father or a mother, really. And, you know, in hindsight, I know that my mom was just doing her best. You know, she did her best with what she had. Eventually, she worked hard enough and had such a burning desire and a dream to come here to the U.S., and she did. She somehow, you know, through the grace of God and through her persistence and, you know, will and just her dedication to provide a better life for me and my brothers. I moved here to the U.S. at 6 years old. I didn't know the language. I didn't speak a word of English. And, you know, I was different. Got made fun of for that. I didn't even know the language, but I knew the kids were making fun of me. I got picked on. So that was a challenge. And then I would say I started having very dark thoughts about myself and who I am and just negative emotions about myself in high school. From what I can remember, I just couldn't... I can't find the words.
Okay.
In high school, I just felt very down and out. Maybe it's teenage angst. Maybe, you know, it's the identity crisis and issues. You know, not really feeling like I belong in the U.S. because I was so different from everybody else. And I spoke a different language at home. And I was raised different.
Yeah, I think that also was a big part of it. You grew up in a much stricter household
mm-hmm.
than a lot of the American friends that you had.
Yeah, yeah. So there was that identity issue, and then, of course, being a teenager. Raging hormones. But definitely not going to downplay the struggles that other people face, because it's a real thing. I don't care if it's hormones or angst or whatever, but it's truly difficult, it's truly challenging, and I know I've been there. And we don't tell you our stories because we want your pity. We are telling our stories so that hopefully someone out there can relate to it and just keep holding on, just another day. And
one thing to remember is that your feelings are valid.
Yes.
People might not understand them, but they are there. And they are true, and that is how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to keep that in mind that, yes, I'm sad. Yes, I'm depressed. Yes, I'm having these bad feelings, but there is something you can do about it. And I think through this podcast, Claire and I really want to make sure that with our stories, you understand that there are times where we were really down and struggling. However, we were able to rise up
mm-hmm.
and get better. It's not just a downward spiral.
Yeah.
If you get help, you can do better. It might be an uphill battle and it's not going to be easy,
mm-hmm.
but getting the help really can change your perspective.
Now, I will add, my experience is different from yours.
Yes.
I actually started getting help because I was with a guy and he told me that I'm going to leave you if you don't start therapy. So I was basically forced into therapy.
You probably didn't even think that you were going to...
I didn't even think I needed it. I was like, yeah, I don't need therapy. I'm not crazy. I thought people who went to therapy were like nuts. Like, I was young and proud and didn't want to admit that I needed help. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Maybe it was his threat to me that got me in therapy, and then that made me realize, oh my God, I need help. I really need help, and I have a lot. I am carrying so much sorrow, so much heartache, so much pain, so much hurt, and I didn't even know it. And that's probably why I came across as the way I was in school.
I think you were tough. And I think you were tough because you had to be, because you were different than everybody else. And you said yourself, you were being made fun of right when you got there, and you didn't even speak the language.
Mm.
So you developed a really thick skin to make yourself tough.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have come across as mean, but you were just doing your best to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And it was almost like hurt others before they could hurt you.
Yeah, and that's, I didn't realize it then, but that's not a good place to be or live or think or feel. Yeah, I mean, we've definitely...
But that's a common defense mechanism with children, especially.
Yeah.
Even adults have that too.
Yeah.
I know for myself, when I am feeling depressed, I lash out. And I lash out at my wife, and thank God she is so patient with me.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that everyone deals with these feelings in different ways. Some people can't get out of bed because they're so paralyzed by their depression. Other
mm-hmm.
people will get up, go throughout their day with a smile on their face because they don't want other people to see that depression.
Yes.
Other people,
masking.
Like me, lash out at those that they care about because they're hurting so much that they can't tell them that they're hurting. So the only way they can show that they're hurting is by lashing out and hurting other people. And none of these are good options because none of them actually get you help.
Yep.
What you really need to do is get the help that you need. And I think that's really hard in today's society, even though it's becoming more common for people to talk about mental health, there's still this stigma
mm-hmm.
around mental health where people just think that you shouldn't go to therapy because people who go to therapy are crazy.
Yeah.
You only go to therapy when you're crazy.
Yeah.
And that's not true. Mm-hmm. Therapy could be a one-time thing because you're dealing with something very challenging in your life and you need help to just get over that. Or it's a long-term thing because you have deep-seated depression that you need help working through, or maybe it's even a chemical imbalance in your brain and
yep.
you need medication.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's
yeah.
okay to get the help that you need in whatever way, shape, or form.
Yeah. And I think really what we really want to drive home here is that we understand. We've been there. We're not experts, nor do we claim to be experts in this field. Really, what we want to create here is we want to create a community for anybody seeking help, wanting to develop themselves further, better themselves.
Share their experiences
yes.
with others.
Yes. And really want to change and are ready to evolve.
Yeah. So part of this podcast is we're going to have Facebook groups, social media,
mm-hmm.
and everything. Our Facebook group will be closed so that only those who join it can see what's going on in there. So there will be a sense of confidentiality within that group.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like you'll see our email in our description below. And we want to hear from you. We want to keep this as open as possible. We want to communicate with you guys. We will do our best to keep things confidential. If you don't want your name in our podcast, then just tell us and we will just make it anonymous. If you do want your name in the podcast, then just let us know. We want to share your experiences as well as ours. And we want to make sure that we have this community, because it's not just us that are experiencing these feelings and going through this. All of you listening to this are probably going through this as well.
At some degree, yes. Some level, or maybe in the past, maybe in the future.
Or maybe you even have
now.
A friend,
yes.
Who's going through something and you're trying to understand them better or find them help. And what we really want is we want to develop a community with our listeners and have everyone feel safe,
mm-hmm.
to share their feelings, whatever they may be, and also get the help that they need.
Yeah.
We're not here to be your therapists. We're here to help you get the courage to go to therapy or talk to someone or talk to your doctor about how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal.
Yeah. The important thing is to share with someone, anyone, us, a friend,
a family member you trust.
Yeah.
It's really important for you to get this off of your chest.
Yes.
And so that you're not suffering alone in silence.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell someone, you're lessening your burden and you're increasing your chance of getting help. And seeing as we have been through this before and we know how dark of a dark place we could get,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to get help, and that's not the case for everybody.
Yeah.
We hear about suicides all the time on the news, and it's very discouraging and depressing to know that those people were not able to get the help that they need. And we don't want people to kill themselves. We want people to live and survive and be able to be happy again.
Yeah. And I truly believe that we all are here for a reason. You're here and you have incredible amounts of value. You are valuable. You are supported. You are loved. I truly believe that even if you're not feeling your best, that everybody has potential, and we want to help encourage and awaken that potential within you. So the format for these podcasts, we will talk about a specific topic, and then, let's see, at the end of the topic, we'll have a dare for you listeners. This dare is meant to encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone. And maybe try something new, try something different.
Try something that will add quality to your life. And we really want you to take this dare to heart. And we want you to share your experiences with us,
mm-hmm.
through social media, through email, through the Facebook group. And we want to, in each episode, share what you guys are doing from what you guys have told us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, either tell us that you want to remain anonymous and we'll just say this anonymous person sent this in, or if you are okay with sharing your name, we'll just do first names. We're not going to do first and last names.
Yeah, no, none of that.
We'll keep some anonymity, but just give us your name and we'll make sure to include that, because it's not just our experiences that are driving this podcast. We want our listeners to also have input into what we talk about.
Be included. That's part of being in a community.
Yes. Just remember, fear is a four-letter word that can stand for
forget everything and run, or face everything and rise.
We dare you to rise.